There we go. So think about Windows 10 software update options kind of in this way. You have Windows Update, woo, like it is today, great for consumer devices, BYOD scenarios, test machines. You know, this is what's out there. Customers get it. We deliver to hundreds of millions of customers every day. On the other spectrum, we have WSUS, or Windows System Update Services, which is what many of you have deployed today to deploy updates. Mission critical systems, systems where change management requires certification or additional scrutiny. That capability exists today, there's no problem. But now we have this option in the middle, which is Windows Update for Business. You can take your knowledge worker system, take your sales systems, and you can actually say, I can realistically attach those devices to Windows Update and get my customers the value they need in updates and security and quality without the cost of having to manage them. So if you think about the customer journey for business systems, I want you to think about kind of the activity as we've described this process. So, you know, we're always developing Windows. Windows is constantly being developed. If you're a Windows insider, become an insider, or have some of your population become an insider. This isn't just a pre-release kind of program. You can be an insider for a long time. Give us feedback. Give us feature requests. Windows is a service now. Give us capabilities you need. You don't have to wait 3 to 5 years for them anymore. Those capabilities are going to evolve at a much more rapid pace, like services do, like our customers demand. Feedback and asks. Once you have the preview branch deployed, now's a chance to give us specific feedback on performance, the feature, how it works. Does it break your app compat? I've had more questions this show so far about, will my so-and-so app work? My answer is yes. Have you tried it on Windows 10? Windows 10 is out there today. Go find out. And if it doesn't, now give us feedback, because we'll fix it. That's the model we work in, right? We're always in that constant model. Current branch, what do you want to do there? Well, there's your chance to deploy some of your users on the current branch to actually get the latest updates, features, and capabilities to your users, evaluate them, and give us feedback before we declare that ready for business in the current branch for business. And that's where you can stage your broad deployment, manage your rings, and get it ready for your enterprise. At each point, as an enterprise, you have an opportunity to participate in the process of delivering to all of your users, all the way from feedback to broad deployment. So let's talk about, for Windows 10, let's talk about application compatibility and deployment choices. App compat, a couple key things we get asked a lot about Windows 10. Hardware requirements are unchanged. Essentially, since Windows Vista, minus a few unmanufactured chipsets, hardware has maintained compatibility since Windows Vista. And that continues moving forward into Windows 10, and we're continuing that promise to customers. Strong desktop app compatibility. Our expectation is if it worked in Windows 7, it will work in Windows 10. And you need to call us on that. I made the statement, you guys need to go home, be insiders, put it on your machine, and let us know if it doesn't work. Windows Store apps are compatible. If you have a modern application through the Windows Store or deployed in your enterprise, 8.1 applications will work fine in Windows 10, and that compatibility is assured as well. Again, if I'm wrong, I made this statement, if I'm wrong, let us know. That's that feedback loop. Because it's our responsibility, this is our expectation, and we need to get those things resolved. And then, of course, Internet Explorer 11, and the enterprise investments we delivered in the spring update in Windows 8.1 Update 1 will continue to exist and be enhanced as we look ahead to Windows 10. So the investments you're making moving to Windows or to IE 11 in your business will carry forward in Windows 10. When you think about deployment options, tried and true still exists. Wipe and load. How many of you guys wipe and load your machines when you deploy a new box in your enterprise? Oh, wow, I thought everybody put their hand up. The world's changing. Wow, Helen, you're right. PCs are changing. wipe and load is there, though. Imaging, WIM, ImageX, all that technology is there. Works great. Know it, love it, adopt it. Works great. But we've got another option in Windows 10 that we have worked very hard on as an organization to make sure that in-place upgrades from Windows 7 and Windows 8.1 will work and are viable for commercial customers. The ability to say, I have a Windows 7 SP1 desktop, and I want to get it to Windows 10, I can run an in-place upgrade operation, and that customer will be moved to Windows 10 in a commercially ready, quality way. As a guy who owned Upgrade for many years in Windows, that's a big statement. And again, Windows Insider program, get the build, prove me wrong. Or better yet, say, wow, Mike was right. Oops, sorry, I got going too fast there. So to review, consumers, they're up to date with features and security updates as they arrive. Mission critical systems, you get the enterprise class support. The capabilities you have today with WSUS and SCCM and other technology all exist. But now we've introduced this new concept of Windows Update for Business, where you can give your users a fast access to technology, but you have the control and time to test and manage that deployment of that capability by using Windows Update for Business. We expect you folks to choose the mix that makes sense for you folks. What makes sense for your business? We don't believe that it's one side of that equation or the other. You'll have a mix of all three, we think, as this model evolves. So consider your deployment approach. Learn what Windows as a Service means for you. Start thinking about that. Learn about and basically use feedback on Windows Update for Business. So continue giving us feedback. We're developing this concept as we go. What are the right maintenance windows? What are the right blockers? What are the things that would make it hard for you to adopt this? You know, we really want that feedback because we're constantly evolving our service to be more in demand and meet your needs better. And then start profiling your users. I've met with a number of customers that are already doing this, but if you haven't started, start profiling your users. Look across your infrastructure, and I think you'll find that not all systems look the same. That you're going to have users. I've met with a number of customers that have anywhere from 7 to 30 different profiles for users that they manage. And they're doing this today. So consider, you know, what makes sense for some of your users. Some of your users will be consumer view, some will be mission critical, and some will be in the middle.